Aykroyd here with an important message for all. Got termites? Call an exterminator.
Let me get myself squared away here. Still a little discombobulated. All right, here we go. Oh, yes, much better. 4 minutes after six. Yeah, it's another stinking Monday morning. Dear Lord, give us the strength to endure. I can't even talk loud this morning. Oh, God. I got this drinking thing to keep from thinking thing. Oh, I can face it up. Stacey 101, the Grease Man here. You know, we can do it. Together we shall face the living hell of another stinking, rotted, fettled, fecal Monday morning. Of course, I ain't feeling as low as some of the people around town are feeling this morning. Talking to a couple of buddies of mine in the Secret Service. You know, the people that drive around in the black automobiles, wear the white shirts. Yeah, the Secret Service. A lot of people think they only wear suits and duck around presidents and presidential candidates and families, but no. The uniform division is on the streets right now, protecting the embassies and doing their best to keep your sorry behind safe should they encounter you being hassled by the maggotry. Yeah, I was talking to a buddy of mine. It's riding the streets now, and the uniform division of the Secret Service tells me that new orders came in, and he's been transferred to the White House in the box. You know, those guys that sit there in those little guardhouses at the White House? 18 months, they're going to be sitting there 8 hours a day in that stinking box, you know? I mean, when he got his new orders, it even came with a little tube of Vaseline just to show you that even the brass knew that they were nailing these guys, so they were kind of bummed out, looking longingly at the squad car this morning, knowing full well that they'd have to turn over the keys to another man. They'd have to turn over that squad car to another lawman and head for the box for 18 months. You want to talk about... I mean, these guys are already feeling it. But look on the bright side, guys. 8 hours in that box, you got a lot of privacy in there. I mean, there are things you can do to pass the time. I know what I would do if I were sentenced to the box for 18 months in front of the White House. Yeah, so look at it this way. Don't be depressed about your new assignment. There are ways to pass the confinement. Draw the shade and lock the door. Let your gun belt slide to the floor. After you're all nice and cozy, have a vigorous session with Rosie. Ron and Nancy asleep in their bed. As your eyes roll up in your head, terrorists will be able to sneak on by. You won't see them with your scrunched up eyes. And so your co-workers don't discover your plan. Better bring an empty Maxwell House coffee cup. Yeah! Get it, boy! Get it, Tata! Yeah, tourists will walk by and say, can you tell me the way to the Smithsonian? And you'll just say, yeah, oh, it'll be delicious. Enjoy Rosie as often as you please. Scrape away the from under cheese. Splatter a piece of paper, now that's the best. You can make your own Rorschach ink blot test. Rosie, you're my baby. Rosie, drive me crazy. Rosie, you're the girl of my dreams. Rosie, how I need ya. I never have to feed ya. Rosie even presses my jeans. I got both, I love you. I think the world love you. Rosie. We're big.